Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There is a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. Your passion for architecture will exceed your expectations when you have a thriving business to fuel that passion. Build a better business, be a better architect. Well, a thriving business starts with planning for profit. Download your free course, Profit for Small Firm Architects, at entrearchitect.com/free course. You are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, and this is episode 203. Welcome back to Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference every day, this podcast is for you. My goal here is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. On April 8th, 1999, the year we launched Five Cat Studio, my architecture firm, I discovered a book that changed the way that I view business. A book that helped me to realize that running a successful architecture firm required so much more than designing great architecture. It taught me that inside the owner of every small firm exists a battle among the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician. And that if we don't attend to the needs of each one of these, our firms are destined for failure. This week at Entree Architect Podcast, The E-Myth Revisited, why every small firm architect should read this book. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is supported by our platform sponsors, Gusto, FreshBooks, BQE Software, and Arcat. And I'm going to share more about these great companies later in the show, but before we get started, just as we're getting started right here, just take a quick note before we get started to schedule some time, and I'm serious about this, schedule some time to go visit them and let them know that you appreciate them for supporting us, the Entree Architect community. So, the E-Myth Revisited, why most small businesses don't work and what to do about it. That's a book by Michael E. Gerber. It inspired me to build Five Cat Studio, my architecture firm, as a franchise prototype. That's a term that he uses in the book. And even though we knew selling our business systems as a franchise, like McDonald's, was never a planned goal, it was so important. The systems we created for the firm have allowed us to thrive and have given us the freedom we need to balance the requirements of our firm with the responsibilities of our family. It's a book that inspired me to begin to work, quote, on my business rather than in my business. I'm sure you've heard that term before. That's what he's talking about, working on your business rather than in your business. This book, written by Michael Gerber, The E-Myth Revisited, had a major influence in the success of our firm and continues to guide many of the business decisions to this day. Five Cat Studio has been in business for many, many years, since 1999. Anne-Marie and I experienced the startup pains of infancy, the hard-earned successes of adolescence, and recently, with our return to our home studio here a few years ago, the launch of a new virtual business model, we surprisingly went back and we're getting small again. Those are terms that he talks about in the book. And as I reread the words of this inspirational how-to guide for successful small business, I've read it over and over and over again. It's shocking to me how accurate Michael Gerber is. As he describes the different stages of a typical small business, we are a small business. Small firm architects are running small businesses. And as I read it, I can follow the path of Five Cat Studio through the good decisions and the bad decisions, through the ups and the downs. I can see the next steps we need to take. I've read The E-Myth so many times. I've lost count. A quick peek at my Amazon order recently, the history, you can go into Amazon, you can check the history. I have given this book more than a dozen times to, I gift it to people who have started their own businesses, have started architecture firms, pizza parlors, everywhere you go, whenever I meet somebody who is struggling to find the fulfillment and the freedom of small business, I send them this book. I go on Amazon and I just send it to them. Sometimes it's anonymous. I just send it. The book is broken down into three sections. In part one, The E-Myth and the American Small Business, he defines the E-Myth as the entrepreneurial myth. That's what E-Myth stands for, entrepreneurial myth. And he discusses how small businesses are typically the result of an entrepreneurial seizure. I say this term all the time. Whenever I see somebody having an entrepreneurial seizure, I say, oh, look, that's an E-Myth. You know, he's having an entrepreneurial seizure. What he means by that, here's a quote from the book. The technician suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure takes the work he loves to do and turns it into a job. Does that sound familiar? Have you done that? How many architects do you know who have launched their own firms with dreams of quote unquote doing it better, right? Taking something they love to do and doing it better than their former employers and found themselves way over their heads in all the responsibilities of running a small business? Sound familiar, right? Well, Gerber describes the three phases of business as infancy, adolescence, and maturity. And he explains why it is so important to build a mature company right from the beginning. Here's another quote from the book. A mature company is founded on a broader perspective, an entrepreneurial perspective, a more intelligent point of view, about building a business that works not because of you, but without you. And because it starts that way, it is more likely to continue that way. And therein the true difference between an adolescent company where everything is left up to chance and a mature company where there is a vision against which the present is shaped. Unquote. I love that. Another quote, successful companies don't end up as mature companies. They start that way. Successful companies don't end up as mature companies. They start that way. They're not going to land there. You're not going to start a company and it's just going to, by time, it's not going to just grow up and become mature. They start as mature companies from the beginning. Let's take a quick break here to say thank you to our platform sponsors here at Entree Architect, Gusto, FreshBooks, Core by BQE Software, and RCAP. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially when you're a small business. You don't have time to be an expert in things like taxes and regulations, right? And the old school payroll providers, they just don't get it. They aren't built for the way that we work. It's so frustrating. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR, human resources, easy for small business. modern technology does all the heavy lifting, so it's easy for us to get it right. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service for your team. And to help support the show, the Entree Architect Podcast, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. Sign up today and you'll get 3 months free. 3 months free. Once you run your first payroll, just go to entrearchitect.com/gusto, and that's G-U-S-T-O, entrearchitect.com/gusto, and claim your free 3 months of payroll processing right now. FreshBooks, our friends at FreshBooks, make it simple to send invoices, post your expenses automatically, track your time for your whole team by project, and get organized with reports, communication, and notifications. It does so much. My favorite feature in FreshBooks, of all the things that it does, my favorite feature is the automated invoice reminders. I think sending invoices and getting paid is one of our biggest barriers as small firm architects. Who has the time? But if we don't send out invoices, we're not getting paid, right? So FreshBooks makes it easy to send out invoices and get paid online with a click of a button. And when your client doesn't pay you on time, and that's probably almost every time, FreshBooks will send them a friendly email reminder through a simple system that you control. Sign up for a free 30-day unrestricted trial and get ready for the simplest way to be more productive, more organized, and most importantly, my favorite, get paid faster. Visit entrearchitect.com/FreshBooks. You access FreshBooks for free. And be sure to enter Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. One of the most often requested resources here at the Entree Architect community is project management software. How do we keep our projects and our people organized while we grow as entrepreneur architects? Today's podcast episode is sponsored by BQE Software, the makers of award-winning BQE Core. Core puts project management, business intelligence, billing, time and expense tracking, and accounting all together in one intuitive, powerful platform. With its cloud platform and mobile apps, Core lets you manage people, projects, and profits from anywhere. And you can get a fully functional 15-day trial of Core by going to entrearchitect.com/BQE. Go there right now, 15 days for free. entrearchitect.com/BQE. Go visit our friends at ArcCAT.com. ArcCAT's a great tool for small firm architects. ArcCAT has huge libraries of free content. You're going to hear a theme in this spot. Free. Free content. CAD, BIM, specifications, and more. They have done all the work for you. You need a spec? Click on over and download the CSI three-part specification in multiple file formats. How about CAD details or BIM objects? All free at the click of a mouse. ArcCAD has tons of building product content ready for you to use, and it's all completely free. You don't even have to register to download this content. They don't even want your email address. It's free. And have you checked out their free collaboration tool, Charette? Charette is a tool for sharing and collaborating with your colleagues and clients in real time. You can upload photos and files, share specs and product information directly from the ArcCAD database, as well as from other sources on the internet. Visit ArcCAD and click the Charette icon right there on the homepage, ArcCAD.com. And like everything offered at ArcCAD, Charette is a free tool for us small firm architects too. Learn more right now. Click through on our link, entrearchitect.com/ArcCAD, so they know that we sent you over there, entrearchitect.com/ArcCAT, A-R-C-A-T. So go visit them all, Gusto, FreshBooks, BQE Software, and ArcCAT. Please visit our platform sponsors today and thank them for supporting you, the Entree Architect community. In part two, the turnkey revolution, a new view of business. That's the title of part two. Mr. Gerber introduces the concept of the franchise prototype and the concept of working on your business and not in it. He encourages us to create systems, something I've talked about many, many times here at Entree Architect Podcast, is systems and the predictable results and the happy clients that come from those systems, right? That's where it was inspired. This book was the one that inspired me to build the systems that we have at Five Cat Studio and has inspired me to talk about them and share that idea with you here at Entree Architect Podcast. Here's another quote. The systems run the business. The people run the system. The systems run the business. The people run the system. The system integrates all the elements required to make a business work. It transforms a business into an organism, driven by integrity of all its parts, all working in concert toward a realized objective. And with its prototype as the progenitor, that's a tough word, and with its prototype as its progenitor, it works like nothing else before it. So the system runs the business and the people run the system. That's the message here. Many architects I know, including Anne-Marie and myself at first, we're architects, right? Our first thought of having a system that's going to generate our architecture, rejected it flat out, thought that the building systems for our firm was a terrible idea. It would take the creativity, right? We sometimes feel that the routines and the consistency of such a system will limit our creativity. That we'll lose our flexibility to create amazing works of architecture, right? Well, in fact, systems will do just the opposite. That's why I say profit, then art. We need to build a business first. Because when everything else required to run a successful business is set to run on autopilot, an architect will actually have more time and more flexibility and more creativity to be the architect that they want to be. So systems are so important. Here, Gerber continues with another quote. Great businesses are not built by extraordinary people, but by ordinary people doing extraordinary things. Great businesses are not built by extraordinary people, but by ordinary people doing extraordinary things. But for ordinary people to do extraordinary things, a system, a way of doing things, is absolutely essential in order to compensate for the disparity between the skills of your people and the skills your business needs if it is to produce consistent results. It is absolutely essential in order to compensate for the disparity between the skills of your people and the skills your business needs. So important, right? So the book talks about this. This is also the section in this section two. This is also the section where some readers become very, very frustrated. Some architects hear this and they read this and they're like, oh, I'm going to end it right here. Where he talks about McDonald's and he uses McDonald's as an example for small business success. And I know as an architect, it's difficult to see the connection between the home of the Big Mac and our aspiring high-end residential architecture firms. But please, trust me, read this book. Read this book to the end, past where they talk about McDonald's. You will not regret learning the lessons he teaches using the examples from this successful business franchise. Here's another quote from Gerber talking about McDonald's. It delivers exactly what we have come to expect of it every single time. So that's why I look to McDonald's as a model for every small business, because it can do in its more than 14,000 stores what most can't do in one. And to me, that's what integrity is all about. It's about doing what you say you will do. And if you can't, learning how. If that's the measure of an incredible business, and I believe it is, he says, then there's no more incredible business than McDonald's. Who among us small firm owners can say we do things as well? Right? That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about the quality of McDonald's or the branding of McDonald's. He's talking about the systems that allow 14,000 stores and probably more than that today. Well, definitely more than that today. This book was written about 20 years ago. That's how all of these stores, when you walk in and you order something, you get it within minutes, and it's exactly what you expect. That is the beauty of a system and why McDonald's is such a great example to follow. So he talks about that in section two, in part two. Getting into part three. Part three, he talks about building a small business that works. And it's a step-by-step how-to guide for a successful small business. This is where it gets great. This is where it gets great. He talks about all these other things in part one and part two. But then in part three, he actually talks about, walks you through step-by-step how to build a small firm business, a successful small business. And we, as small firm owners, are small businesses. And he leads us through a fully developed business development program. That's what he calls it, the business development program. It's a how-to guide for success. You just follow the steps step by step and you will be successful. And he describes the many strategies required for small business success. It's such a good book. I want you to read it. The E-Myth Revisited is not only your answer to building a small firm business. The book is so entertaining as well. That's why I read it over and over again. I love this book. He structures the information around a story about a woman named Sarah struggling with her small business named All About Pies. It's a bakery. Whenever I read this section, I can put myself in her shoes. I could feel the struggles that she's gone through. I bet when you read the book that you too will see yourself in Sarah as she evolves from the frustrated technician. You know, so if you were an architect before you started your firm and you're a technician, you're doing the technical work, and you think you go through this entrepreneurial seizure and you think you can do it better, and you start your own firm because you can do it better, right? And so you start from this and you get very, very frustrated because you don't really know what you're doing. And you don't have any systems and you don't have any guide, right? And so to go from technician to mature company, this is the story of Sarah and All About Pies. And you can see yourself in this as you read this book. So when I posted recently that the E-Myth was my favorite business book of all time, I've posted this many, many times. I get a lot of people maybe in the Entree Architect community on Facebook or on the blog, or when I talk about it on the podcast here. I recently talked about it and I got some feedback a couple weeks ago. They always ask me why. So in short, this is why. If you take action to implement the lessons that Michael Gerber teaches, the E-Myth Revisited will take your firm to places you only imagined. And I promise you that. I know it works because it's worked for me. It's worked for me and Anne-Marie with Five Cat Studio. You read the book and you apply the lessons that Michael Gerber teaches. And it's like magic. It's your success. But you have to read the book from beginning to end, and you have to go through the steps of building a plan for yourself and your life, and go through the process that he talks about with life plans. He calls it a master plan for your life. You have to go through all these steps. And it takes some time. You'll probably have to, you know, probably take you a week or so to, you could easily read the book in a couple of days. But take the book, take notes, reread the book, build an outline for what you're going to do, build a plan for what you're going to do for your firm, and use it as a guide to successfully build your architecture firm. I absolutely suggest that you buy this book and you read this book and you follow the instructions in it, because it works. And I can tell you that it works from my own experience. So have you read the book? Have you read The E-Myth Revisited, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It by Michael E. Gerber? I want to know your thoughts. Has it transformed your thinking on small business success? Have you built a strong, successful architecture firm using the techniques and the strategies that Michael Gerber presents in this book? If you haven't, I highly recommend that you do, and you can grab a copy and help support Entree Architect at the same time. I'm going to give you an Amazon Associates link. It's not going to cost you any more to buy the book, but if you do, we'll get a little bit of a commission on that end. So if you go to entrearchitect.com/emyth, easy to remember, go buy the book, read the book from beginning to end, do what it says. And I want to know. I want to know if it's worked for you. I want to know what other books you love to read over and over again. Are there other business books that you've read more than once? That you read it and you love it and you go back and you read it again and you write more notes and then you read it again because you love it so much and then you give it away to somebody and then you give it away to somebody else. I want you to go to the show notes at entrearchitect.com/episode203 and tell me what those books are, because I want to read your recommendations. That's what I want. entrearchitect.com/episode203, or just head over to the Entree Architect community. I'll post something over there as well. It's our free private forum on Facebook for you, the Entree Architect community. Go over there. You can quick link entrearchitect.com/group. They'll send you right over there. You can request to be in there. You have to be an architect or associated with the architecture profession as an architect. So a student taking the exam, licensed architect, that kind of thing. We want to have a great conversation over there in a private, transformative, transparent environment. So go over entrearchitect.com/group and go join the Facebook group and share your favorite business books that you've read over and over again. And if you like this episode, just share it with a friend. There's the link, entrearchitect.com/episode203, and let them know what we're doing here at Entree Architect Podcast. We're trying to change the profession, the entire profession, one small firm architect at a time. If you build a better business, the profession gets stronger, and we all get stronger, and we have a better profession. I want you to go do that. Also, if you haven't yet downloaded our free course, it's a free digital course, Profit for Small Firm Architects. 3 modules teach you everything you need to know about being a profitable business. entrearchitect.com/free course. You can get that there. And my name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect, and I encourage you to go read this book and go build a better business so you can be a better architect. Then go love, learn, share what you know with everybody you know. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.